T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Rot.
Gary Ellerson.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, well done. Well done. Give it up to your team of writers for a nice trivia there.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I'll tell
you. So we're tied, though. We're both tied.
You're tied. And I knew you would be. That was for fun. All right. So Horvath, you're gonna start us off. 1978 or 1991. What direction do you want to go? Now we'll go back to our more typical trivia.
Let's go 78.
78. Start us off then.
1978, number one.
Did you do that because you know of my past with Grease?
I don't know of your past with Grease.
Well, I tried out for Danny and I didn't get it, but I got Kanicki, so my line was just keep talking, boy, keep talking. Olivia Newton-John, that's a true story. I was in a lot of trouble and I needed an activity to get myself out of 3 months of detention.
That's why most people join plays in high school.
So I went school play. I wanted to be Danny and instead I got Kanicki, which I took. Keep talking, boy, keep talking. That's Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta, Grease.
Yes.
Man, I'm going to go out on a limb here. Let's go NFL.
Ooh. NFL.
That's one of your boys.
Had to steal it.
78.
Had to steal it.
The 1978 Green Bay Packers with Bart Starr as head coach.
Oh, no.
Were led in receiving by this rookie wide receiver who played 8 years in Green Bay and was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2003.
Oh, my God.
No, you just say it again, Paul. Read it again.
1978, Packers were led in receiving by this rookie receiver. He played 8 years in Green Bay and was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 2003.
Come on.
1978.
I believe he calls NFL games on...
Oh, okay, we can stop with the hints.
James Lofton?
Yeah. Yes.
You were too focused on the 78 aspect of it. You guys got to
think. Well, that's what I was trying to think, 78, and then I was trying to do the adding. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
See, I'm in your brain. I am in there.
All right.
Number two.
That would be Staying Alive, Staying Alive.
Bye. Hit the note.
Oh, that'd be the Bee Gees.
Remember when they remixed it with like, you can't tell by the way I roll, show to you that I'm a ladies man, a business man. It was on like the, it was on a movie soundtrack.
Would you guys like to hear odds for Albert Pujols' next team, which has just been released?
Not really.
The Cardinals are +150. They're the favorite. The Blue Jays, +350.
Sox got to be on there with La Russa.
+400.
Who doesn't even know the extra inning rule. And he's a drunk.
Rays are .500, and then there's just a bunch of other randos. All right, you took NFL.
We can choose college football, MLB, NBA, college basketball,
You're going to have to give me baseball. I feel like you're going to have to give me baseball, and I'm going to say Reggie Jackson.
I'm going to say Ichiro is even a Hall of Famer. I mean, when you think about it, all he did was hit.
Just like David Ortiz, it's very questionable. The Milwaukee Brewers got 13 wins out of this starting pitcher in 1978, a Kewaunee, Wisconsin native who later became a TV analyst for the Brewers.
Oh, that would be St. Augie.
Yes.
Number three.
wanna be sedated. That's the Ramones. The original punk rockers.
Yeah.
I will go with NBA.
NBA, the 1978 Milwaukee Bucks, whose season ended in the second round of the playoffs, were led by this head coach, who was with the franchise from 1976 to 1987, and later became a Basketball Hall of Fame coach following a career that also included head coaching jobs with the Mavericks, Knicks, and two stints with the Warriors.
Oh, Don Nelson.
Yes.
Guy loves trees.
Trees. I like that song, That Tree.
Don't get mad at me. Something happened.
Number four.
Okay, good. We'll be good. Sorry.
This is why, Paul, this is why we actually got the last report. We have more listeners in Texas than we do Wisconsin. Because Wisconsin fans, they don't deal with this. Texas, that thing's a little looser down there.
Wisconsin, they're more patient.
Yeah, Wisconsin, you gotta be, hey, if you're not perfect, then we don't like you. You don't sound like the guy my dad used to listen to growing up. I'll never give you a chance.
You guys ready? Yep.
Number four. Very well, so fancy, I can tell. I don't mind you hanging out and talking in your sleep.
Just what I needed.
Just what I needed.
I needed something to be.
Oh, I just got a text. It's Wyclef's Yawn. We trying to stay alive. The remix. That was from that movie. It was like a political movie, and it had Warren Beatty and Halle Berry. Was it? Oh, man. I don't know. Tremendous soundtrack.
I'm going to say that's the Cars.
It is the Cars.
I was trying to give him some time.
Drive is such a classic song by them.
Also a good movie with Ryan Gosling.
Yeah, it is. All right, Bart, college basketball, college football, or wild card?
We should start doing some college baseball.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
This athletic director didn't let Wisconsin have a baseball team because they didn't suck up to him enough.
Or we should do some college football. These students don't show up until 2 hours before kickoff, and people freak out. They should be there 8 hours before the game in their seats.
Yeah.
Sorry. And don't stand up at baseball games. Sit your ass in those seats. Concessions come to you.
Yeah.
Pee your pants.
Have you seen these new shoes from Lil Nas X?
And why do they call it the devil anyway? Seinfeld. Anyway.
Very inside, I got it.
All sport. Hell yeah. My husband makes me all the time.
All shoes. Hell yeah, all shoes.
Fantastic segment. We're doing a fantastic job.
Wild Card.
Bullworth is the movie. Thanks, Spark.
Wild Card.
Wild Card.
I got Paul off his rocker there.
All right, you really
host is rattled. Hey, Aaron Rodgers wouldn't get rattled here.
Yeah, trade him.
1970. Okay, yeah, let me get my monotone out. 1978 Wild Card. Muhammad Ali lost the world heavyweight title in 1978 in a 15-round bout against this boxer, who was the only challenger to ever take a title off of Ali.
I have no idea. Sonny Liston.
Horvat, would you like to try to steal?
The loss, was that to Spinks?
It was to Leon Spinks!
Yeah.
Sorry, everyone. I don't know it.
Bart's a beta. He doesn't watch anything with violence in it.
I have no credibility. I only watch sports where they wear helmets.
Number five. It's not in the way that you stay to.
That's Toto.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for you. I thought I could grab that one from you. Good for you.
No, man. That's like my favorite band of all time.
What?
It's a great song.
I'm not kidding. Like,
Toto is great. All right. You got college basketball or college football.
You know, Toto spelled backwards is Toto. You know, my friend Tony's like, hey, spell my name backwards. And I said, why not?
What do we got left?
That one, okay, Bart. All right, well played. College football and college basketball.
College basketball.
College basketball. The 1978 men's basketball first team All-Americans was led by Larry Bird. But it also featured this Marquette senior point guard, whose number 15 is retired by Marquette.
Oh, my God. That would have been 1978, so that's Bird, Magic, 78. Marquette would have been, oh my God.
5 seconds.
We're still here, everybody. Don't adjust your radios. We are still here.
Five.
Man, that would be, God, I can't think of the year. Seven. I don't know.
I would take a stab and say Jim McElvain.
No, he said point guard, though.
Like, I know the difference.
Not correct.
McElvain, 7 foot in the center.
You think I know anything about anything about Marquette in the 78s?
I don't know.
Oh, I got one.
Paul,
I got one.
I don't know it, man.
I'll say Doc Rivers.
Is also not correct.
Okay.
I honestly don't know.
A point guard in Marquette in 78 wore 15.
Numbers were tired. It was in the rafters.
Yeah, of course I know that. I would say, God, number 15, Marquette. I know nothing about this godforsaken Illinois school.
I can hear you typing.
Yeah, I was going to try that, but I didn't. I will say right. Marquette, number 15.
It's Butchley. Let's move on.
All right, Butchley.
I did look that up. So don't give me the point.
All right, Horvath. Okay.
Ready? It was just driving me nuts.
Bart, and number six. I got a tombstone and a graveyard line. I'm just gonna do what I don't mind dying.
Who do you love? Yeah. Who do you love? Who is it though? Who done it?
Who do you love is by Steppenwolf.
No.
No. Horvat.
Is it George Thorogood?
George Thorogood, yes!
I was
from the day
say
I was born! The teachers all gather around! That's a different song, but you get it.
Oh, God, why don't I know anything about 1978, the year my parents graduated high school?
It was the disco era, but for Bart, it was more like the doing shrooms era.
Yeah. All right, Bart, you get college football. Ready?
Yeah.
By the way, it was George Thorogood and the Destroyers. College football. Notre Dame won the Cotton Bowl behind the leadership of this head coach, whose job prior to arriving to Notre Dame was as the Green Bay Packers head coach and general manager.
I'm going to say Dan Devine.
Dan Devine.
Good basketball reporter now.
Things will be fine with Dan Devine.
All 1991.
So Horvat, 19. Bart, 16. Man. As we go into the final 1991 category.
91 was a good year for music. So was 92. The Video Music Awards were great. Remember Howard Stern as Fartman, Cobain,
and peeing on
Axl Rose's piano or spitting on it. You guys ever hear that story? But it turned out it was actually Elton John's. They were going to perform November Rain.
Quick ask. Just doing some monitoring. If you like this segment, just please tweet it so we can retweet it. I'm just saying.
It's not in the way you say you can. Ooh.
All right, Bart, you are up first for 1991. Bart.
All right.
1991, number one.
Everybody dance now. Bam, do, 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 do. Bam. I'm going to say that's the Sweat Factory. CNC Sweat Factory.
CNC Music Factory. I'm going to give it to
you. Yeah, we'll give it
to you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Sports category.
Wow, Sweat Factory. Okay.
Hell yeah.
CNC Music Factory.
That's what I call my garage when the boys come over.
Did you want a big reaction on that? Like,
I don't know what that meant.
I don't even know what that meant. It sounded really weird.
I'm not sure what you're hoping for.
I just was hoping to move on from it.
All right, I will take National Football League.
National Football League. The New York Giants beat the Buffalo Bills to win the Super Bowl in January 1991, a game in which this Giants QB outplayed Jim Kelly to lead his team to victory.
Oh, that would be Phil Simms' backup quarterback, Jeff Hostetler.
Good job.
Yes, correct, Hostetler.
I actually would have went with, yeah, good one.
Number two.
I'll be there. It will be to show me how you feel.
More than words is all I ever needed you. Oh, that would be extreme. That's actually a karaoke go-to.
That's what I do. I make now the bartender turn the lights off, and I sit on a stool.
Do you, I do the slap to talk to you and make you wonder. That would be extreme. Let's go Hell Yeah All Sports. I want the NBA.
The Bulls beat the Lakers in 5 games to win the NBA Finals, with Chicago being led by 3 players all in their mid-20s. Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Horace Grant. The Bulls' other 2 starters in the NBA Finals matchup were both in their 30s. Name one of them.
That you would be Bill Cartwright. It would be John Paxson, B.J. Armstrong, the 6th man off the bench that year. You had Craig Hodges, 3-point champion. That was the looks. Looks bounces back to Oliver Miller. Miller runs it over to K.J. Blocked by Horace! I could even do all the calls from that series, Paul.
Incorrect! Bart, I mean...
Yeah. I was going to say. All right. So this Bart. Froze again. That's not great, but we're going to give it a shot.
Horvat, 22. Bart, 19.
Mm. Ready?
Number 2.
Sorry, dude. That is not on me. Let me just... I just want to hear that song again.
Can we get somebody Number else 3. To run the board, please? It's across the hill. And the town lit up. Learning to fly without any Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, I believe.
Oh, yes, and the Heartbreakers.
Rest in peace to Tom Petty.
Alex says, this segment is fantastic. You guys do a fantastic job. That's the truth.
He's my favorite.
Hashtag people forget. Hashtag hell yeah, all sports. Hashtag my husband makes me listen in the car.
Alex, you're the man, dog.
Yeah,
you're the man now, dog.
What a great tweet.
As Sean Connery once said, you're the man now, dog.
Alex, you made my day. And that just got retweeted by Rudy Reyes.
Hell yeah! You jerk, dude.
Oh, Rudy's.
You jerk. Speaking of Rudy, actually, Spark Guy wanted us to mention something about the movie Rudy, which I have kind of a soft spot because there's a scene where they say even Gordy Gillespie said you were you know what, and that's my grandpa. But he says, Dan Devine, please mention that Rudy did ruin Dan Devine's life. And I think Rudy's a terrible person, even though we went to the same high school.
An Odyssey Station.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Am I
up? Bart, you need to pick a sports.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'll pick a sports.
Pick a sports.
I'll go 91.
Yep, that is the year.
Baseball.
Expos.
Twins beat the Braves in the 1991 World
Series. Frank Viola.
With this Twins outfielder, who was a first ballot
Kirby
Hall
Bucket.
Of Fame selection,
Byron Buxton.
Leading Minnesota with 2 home runs and 4 RBIs in the series.
Kirby.
Kirby Puckett.
Kirby's Dreamland.
Number 4.
That's Metallica.
Keep going.
Rotten Neverland. Something warm in the night. Sammy is still right. Baby is still right. Dream of war. Dream of lies. Dreams of dragon fire. My wife's going to be like, Ryan, why can't you speak tomorrow when we finally have a day together? And I'm going to say, oh, I'm sorry. I lost my voice singing Enter Sandman.
Wade Miley's back.
What is even going on?
I'm Malcolm Brogdon, Milwaukee's best Bucks coverage here on The Fan.
Oh, hi, Malcolm.
Whoever got Brogdon to do that during media day really deserves an award.
Me!
Hey, you guys think the Bucks screwed up not committing to Malcolm Brogdon? 414-799-1250.
All right, Horvat Sports, you have college football, college basketball, and wild card from 1991.
Hit me with some 91. I was more of a, geez, well, I was like 4. I'll go college basketball.
Duke defeated Kansas in the finals of the NCAA tournament in a matchup between these two coaches who were early in their careers at the time, but quickly became legends in the college basketball coaching ranks.
Yeah, so that'd be Coach K and Roy Williams?
Yes.
Look in the mirror, man, what did I see?
Number four.
See, why does that happen? That is not on me, and don't even blame me.
Why? How does
number
that
five.
Happen?
Go next. And if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast.
Pop in my CD and let me run around and put your car on cruise and lay back. Cause it's in the summertime. I'm just sit back and unwind.
That would be Will Smith.
Featuring?
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
All right. Yes.
By the way, DJ Jazzy Jeff also at Summerfest.
Just alone?
In addition to DJ Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq.
Oh, really?
Shaq is at Summerfest.
What about
at
DJ Pauly?
What's that?
DJ Pauly?
DJ Pauly D, he means.
Oh, Pauly D?
Your girl's favorite DJ.
What about DJ Shauna? Friend of show.
Ooh, yeah. What about DJ Carton?
Ah.
You want to talk more Marquette? Nobody talks more Marquette than the Bart Michaels show.
Give me wild card.
Yeah.
DJ Shark. Wild card. The four tennis Grand Slam tournaments were won on the women's side. were won on the women's side in 1991 by two all-time great female tennis players. Name one
easy,
of the
dude.
Two female tennis players who won at least one Grand Slam tournament that year.
I'm going to say Monica Seles and Steffi Graf.
You got it.
Both are correct.
Good job, dude. Way to give it 110%.
All right. Horvat, it's a tie game as you go into your last question with a chance to run the board.
And number six. Pop the side, pull positive vibes, come on, walk the ride. Thinking you feel the rhythm is my occupation. So feel the vibration. Come on, come on.
Feel it, feel it. Come on, come on. Vibration. It's got the good vibration. That would be Mark Wahlberg, formerly known as Marky Mark.
And?
The Funky Bunch!
All right, just for fun, because you're going to win 27-25 no matter what. Well, I guess Barker steal it, make it 27-26. But Colorado beat Notre Dame in the Orange Bowl to be named national champions, a low-scoring game that saw this player, who punted for the Packers from 93 to 97 and spent the following 11 seasons with Tennessee, kick a 24-yard field goal for the Irish in that game.
Oh, man, I was going to say Todd Sauerbrunn. I don't know. I should.
What?
I was young.
I didn't listen to the question. I'll say Heath Shuler.
No, Packers punter from 93 to 97, then the Tennessee punter
Craig
from
Hendrick.
Good Craig Hendrick. Yeah. Horvat with a victory. Woo!
Now it's time to go get my vaccine. Catch me at the bar in 2 weeks. Hammered. My wife will have to pick me up. She won't be happy.
Oh, yeah? Well, guess what?
Hit it.
Guess what?
Hit it.
Sorry.
Oh, wrong song. This is Malcolm Brogdon.
Since you are getting the vaccine, if I see you wearing a mask outside in 2 weeks, I'm gonna run up to you and punch you in the face. That's what the TV told me to do.
Here, can you hit me one more?
Of course.
Little nervous, the government will track every move I make with the chip they're about to put in my damn brain. Tucker Carlson for president. Oops. It's Friday. It's a weird, wacky Friday, you know? Wife's mad at me, towels on the ground, blood on top.
I got a chip installed in my brain. But who gets me in the divorce? Will it be Bill Gates? Or am I Melinda's? Hey, that is the end of the show, Paul. Thank you. We will be back on Monday. God willing is what I have to say.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.